Not too long ago, I was on Jack Parr's show, which I love to be on. And then I got a wonderful review from that in the Popular Mechanics. And you know, I keep thinking that someday, sometime, somewhere, it all might add up to money, but I don't know. I've got a couple of press agents who are working very hard to make me unknown. And they're pretty successful. And I still find myself actually having financially to take the thrift flight, which I abhor. You know, the thrift flight is the one with none of the costly extras, like landing gear. These are the old planes. And when I'm in a wicker seat on a plane, I'm nervous. But you know, it's too late. You've fastened your truss. As I walked over to this plane to get on, I noticed that it had been repainted many times, but you could just barely make out where it said Spirit of something or other. I happen to be sure that the thrift flight is piloted by reject pilots. I know this. As he got on, wearing a torn T-shirt, oh, he had these thick glasses. I thought, I must talk to this boy and find out if he's as bad off as I think he is. He was ticking. And and I waited till he got over a little case of dizziness. And then I said, honey, it's my only approach. This is my test question. I can tell about a person when they answer this. I said, what time is it? He says, the big hand's on 6. Oh, are we in trouble? And I find that on any flight, the stewardess is so itsy bitsy happy wappy. And she knows the wings are loose. And on the thrift flight, the stewardess is so old, you wouldn't believe. I loved her. She was so bad. Dreadfully wrinkled. Sweet. She was older than the plane. One of the Wright sisters. When she smiled, a piece of makeup fell off. And they always come directly over to me, because I look like I might. And that same idiot attitude, she says, now we aren't gonna be sick, are we? I said, watch. I wasn't the only one who was scared. Everybody was just petrified. You could feel the tension forming on the wings. And I felt that as a comedian on that particular flight, it was my duty, you know, to do something to lighten the atmosphere, like maybe tell a couple of jokes, sing an up tune, like Nearer My God to Thee. So finally, I called her over and I said, Miss Wright. Now, I know you're very busy drying the Dixie cups. I had already noticed the Kleenex had been mended. I said, how long will it be before we get to New York? She said, I don't know. We've never made it.